Gail, and she's right here chomping on the line with us.
Are you from Google anyhow? Where are you from? Are you a service or are you from Google?
Hi, this is Gail. Is this Marty?
Yes.
Hi, Marty. I'm the regional pricing director. Giselle had sent you over so we could talk more details about the first page listing we're filling on Google. And I did catch your question. You asked if we were Google. Did I hear you right?
Yeah. Yeah, are you a service that subs out Google?
So we're a Google Premier Channel partner. Google doesn't work directly with small and mid-sized businesses. They rely on their channel partners like ours. We're Local Splash to work with small and mid-sized businesses. So we do work closely with Google, but we're not Google. Does that make sense?
Yep. I'm following you.
Awesome.
We're good.
Awesome. I apologize for my voice this morning. It's kind of coming and going. Apparently, I picked up a cold. But we'll get through it. So, Marty, I'll walk you through how everything works. Answer any questions that you have as we go. And then it looks like Giselle had requested some pricing credits for you. So I'll get those applied to get your price down as far as we can. And then if the plan makes sense for you and it makes sense for us, we'll go ahead and get you set up on this listing today. Fair enough.
Let's hear what you have to say. It's all about the money. So,
Absolutely. Now, a couple of things I needed to know just a little bit more about your company and where you want to go and what you want to achieve, of course, because we don't have just one thing. So I want to make sure I get you the right thing. Now, it looks like you've been in business for a bit. I see you've got a website out there. It looks great. AllCoastalHurricane.com. That's you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
Nice website. Who put it together for you?
What was it? A friend of mine had this company years ago. It's been on them. I've had it since 2007. So.
Nice. I was looking for your Google business profile, too, and I think I found it. Did you know that
we don't have a Google? Really don't have much of a Google profile. Most of our business is word of mouth. So.
Okay, sure. And so your Google business profile actually currently it's up, but it could be hurting you. It says that you're closed. It's got a big red bar across it that says temporarily closed.
I don't even know why that would have that because we've never been on Google. We've never had anybody do Google for us.
Wow.
Right.
So at some point, someone must have set up a Google business profile for you. It used to be called Google My Business. Maybe that, does that ring a bell at
nope.
all?
Nope.
Huh.
Nope. I'm the only person that does this stuff.
Interesting.
Nobody has set up a Google profile for us.
Wow.
Ever.
Well, honestly, somebody did, which that's okay. I don't know who it would have been. But that's actually good news that you have one already because that actually speeds your timeline along. But we can find out why it's listed as closed and get that back online and showing like it should. So one of the first things that we'll do, Marty, is we close the plantation area for your category. Excuse me. And we close that for a 50-mile radius around your home base. So what that means for you is inside that 50-mile radius, we'll never work with or promote any of your competitors into that first page map position. So then we do all of the programming necessary between your Google business profile and your website so that anytime anyone is searching for your services, impact windows, accordion panels, roll-up, fencing, any of those services that you offer. When they're searching for them, you come up right in the map section on the first page in their search results, and then they're able to just click and call you directly. We don't filter or screen those calls at all. They all go directly to you, and we don't charge for them. Clicks, leads, calls are all unlimited. And now, was looking to see what else you had for online presence. And I noticed, I think it was a home advisor. Yeah, it was a home advisor link. Is that a service that you're currently using, or is that an old listing?
We depends on what it is. We have some home advisor stuff, yes. But they don't do home advisor anymore. It's now called Angie Sleep. So.
Oh, okay.
They sold
to Angie's.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so how is Angie's working out for you?
It's not very good.
Oh, why is that?
They don't categorize the leads correctly. You know, we tell them what we can do and can't do, and they send you leads that are stuff you can't work on.
Really?
Like I don't work above two stories. I do residential and some small businesses, but I don't go 20 stories up in a condominium. So it's
and
they try to send me leads for condos and all these things, and it's like it's not worth it.
Wow. And then do you have to pay for those leads even though it's a service you don't provide?
It depends on whether if I'm really monitoring my leads, I would have to pay for them. But sometimes I can refuse them, you know, depending on how they come in.
Okay. Well, I think you're going to like the first page of Google then. One, because those leads aren't shared out to your competitors. They go only to you. And people are going to be calling you right in the moment that they're looking for your services rather than after they've, been cooled off by going through a bunch of web forms and then realizing that, my info is going out to 5 contractors. I can just beat them all up on price and sit back and wait. So first page of Google, they call you right when they're looking. And then, of course, you don't pay by the click or the call or the lead. So if you do get one of those leads that's above 2 stories, you decline it and move on with life. And you didn't have to pay for that lead that wasn't suited for you. Also, it's interesting that you aren't able to get categorized correctly. Well, I guess not, if they have set categories. So what we'll do, Marty, is we'll use each of your services as keywords so that you're found for exactly those keywords when someone is searching. So impact windows, accordion panels, we'll use those as your keywords. That way, when they're searching for those things, they find you in that map section. And being in the map section, you'll be listed and found on the page above where the Angie's and Home Advisor links are ever listed. They're not physically capable of appearing in the map section. They would literally have to have a location in every city across the country to appear in the map section. So you've got an advantage over them there by being in that local map section. Now, are you using Facebook at all for business, Marty?
No.
Okay. Nope. Just don't like it. Haven't gotten around to it.
I think we set up a page at one time, and it's not, doesn't really show anything, you know, so.
Yeah. Okay. Gotcha. No problem. So, you know, Marty, you're a great fit for the listing. Let me get my pricing screen up here, and I'm going to get pricing for you. And you certainly qualify. You're nearly a 5 out of 5 star rated company, which is something that we do look for. So the listing that we're filling today is exclusive, meaning once we get you set up, we'll never work with a company in your area in that 50-mile radius that does any of the same services that you do. So if they offer fences, for example, we are actually not allowed to work with them. That's very strict Google rules that we follow as Google channel partners. And while I wait for my pricing screen to load up, our pricing is on a flat monthly rate, never anything more. We don't add taxes to it. There are no click fees, call fees, or lead fees. And, of course, those clicks and calls are all unlimited. And we operate on a month-to-month basis, meaning we don't lock you into a contract. Our belief here is if a company intends to do their job, they have no reason to lock their clients into a contract. So I hope month-to-month works for you.
Yeah. I don't want to lock into any contract for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I understand.
Let me ask you a question. You said that my Google profile is showing not opened or not in business. Where do I see that on my computer?
So if you go ahead and search your company name, input All Coastal Hurricane Shutters and Fence Inc. Plantation, Florida. Well, I said, yeah, that is right. And then there should be a box. You'll see along the left-hand side of the screen, your website comes up first, and then a Home Advisor link, and then a Better Business Bureau. But along the right-hand side should be a box. And inside that box is your information, All Coastal Hurricane. Does that come up for you?
Well, has it come up yet? Let me see.
Well, tell you what.
I don't understand that. It's not showing what you're showing. I put in Google search.
Yeah.
And plugged it right into Google, whatever, came up. And it's not saying any of that.
Interesting. Okay, let me do this. Let's get over to the right screen. Marty, what's your email address? I'll email you a screenshot at least so you can see what's going on.
Marty@allcoastalhurricane.com.
Marty@allcoastalhurricane.com. Got it.
Yeah.
Okay. Pop over here. I wonder why it's not pulling up for you. That's odd. See if I can just do a copy and paste or if it's going to make me upload it. There we go. Okay. Email on the way to you. And I just did a screenshot of my search result where you can see the Google business profile on the right-hand side. Let me know if that makes it to you. Hopefully, if I didn't have any typos in there, but I think I got it.
Not here yet.
And just the subject line, I just put GBP for All Coastal. I wonder if it might take a minute just because the picture is in there.
I see that, but mine's not coming up like that when I do Google search.
I know, that's what's strange. I don't know why when you search your company name.
And why anybody would put temporarily closed on that is beyond me.
Good question. I don't know why it would show that way. If anyone else is finding that, it could be hurting your business just because if you're coming up in any search results currently and someone sees that Google business profile, the first thing they would do probably is go, oh, well, they're closed. I'll just move on. I'll call somebody else. We can dig into that with Google, though, and find out why it's showing as closed and let them know that you are, in fact, open so that that little banner is removed. So that's something that we can help with. And we don't charge for that. And an active Google business profile is something that you need anyway for us to program on to have you appear in that first page map results. So we'll get that fixed. So let me get pricing for you here because you're such a good fit. So I already mentioned pricing is on a month-to-month basis, flat rate. So I've got to go through retail, and then we'll get your credits applied. So it's coming up on retail for Florida as $399 a month with a one-time $299 setup. But it looks like because you've been in business as long as you can, or as long as you have, looks like it's going to let me do a legacy credit, which is going to get you a better discount. See here. Perfect. Okay. So that actually knocked your monthly down to $199. So it took $200 off there. And it also took $200 off of your setup, making that $99. So the setup of $99 is a one-time only. You'll never see or hear from it again. So then it is just that flat $199 on a month-to-month basis. And, of course, we'll get your Google business profile fixed and back online. And then we program it so that you come up for your service categories, all of the services that you offer, right in that local map section anytime anyone is searching. And it's also got a couple of inclusions in here for you. See what it's throwing in. So we have a one-day window to fill the listings when they open for programming. And during that one-day window, they allow us really nice price cuts, but also some great inclusions. So your monthly at $199, Marty, is actually locked in as long as we set you up today. You're locked in for life with that pricing. So meaning when retail prices go up after the first of the year, whatever our retail prices do doesn't matter. You're still locked in for life at that $199. So that won't ever change or go up. And it's also telling me that you're eligible for us to build and maintain a website for you. So I know you've already got a website, but in your case, what we could do is rebuild it for you. It can still look and feel just the way you want it. It'll still have your photos, your information. But what'll be different is on the backside, on the programming. We'll program it so that it's Google compliant and, of course, optimized. That way, it's everything that Google needs along with your GDP so that you do appear in that map section when people are searching. So you're eligible for that if you'd like to take advantage of it. And there's, of course, no charge for that. And then we'll also do the maintenance on your website. So anytime you need changes, have additional photos you want uploaded, we'll do that for you at no charge. And we'll put it right back on your current domain. No reason to change that. No reason to change your advertising. So it'll be right back on oldcoastalhurricane.com. Now, Marty, how much more business would you say you could handle? A little or a lot? Somewhere in between?
Well, just so I'm clear, it's going to be a 50-mile radius from around where we're located, correct?
Right. So we close a 50-mile radius around Plantation. And so in that 50-mile radius, we'll never promote any of your competitors into that first page position.
Okay, and then the other thing is, will I have some sort of customer assistance person that helps me with for the website?
Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely. In fact, we have an entire team that is going to be at your disposal. So we've got a team that handles Google business profiles. They know them inside and out. They have all of the contacts at Google to get things straightened out and get GBPs going again or set up in the first place. And then another team that does the website programming that you'll work with there. So yes, you'll actually have several people that'll be working on your account and getting you into
that.
Okay,
and if let's say we do business today,
right?
When will they take the red banner off my thing?
Sure. So I'll give you overall timeline. So today we'll call day one, the day we get you all set up. One of the first things that we'll do is your onboarding call. And it's a quality control check. First of all, make sure that I intook all of your information accurately. We don't want any mistakes. And then two, going over what you want on your website, things like that, how to get photos to us. And then, so that all happens. I like to schedule your onboarding call at your earliest convenience, because after that call is when we roll up our sleeves and get to work. So between now and day seven, we'll get your onboarding done. We'll get your directory submissions done as well. So we'll actually get you out to up to about 60 of the more popular directories in your area. So, for example, Yelp, Yahoo, MapQuest, Bing, Chamber of Commerce, and so on. Between now and 14 days out, your new website will come online and be live. And right away after that onboarding call, we'll start working on your Google business profile and getting it unclosed, reopened. I can't say how long that'll take. It all depends on how backed up our folks at Google are, but we'll start working on it immediately, because it is such an important component. For the Google business profile, I already know your technician is going to be like a dog with a bone or a dog on a bone, because we need it up as well so that we can do our programming. And we don't like taking your money and then not doing any work. And because we do need to program on your Google business profile as part of our work, it's going to be a high priority for us as well in order to do our job for you. So I can't say how long, but I can say they'll work on it, and they'll work on it hard. And they'll stay in touch with you too and let you know what progress we're making or if we need any information from you to get it reinstated. That makes sense.
To get it, what do you mean? Oh, you mean to figure out why that says temporarily closed?
Right. It may be something as simple as somebody at some point, I don't know who it would have been, of course, a hurricane went through recently and they figured you might be closed because of the hurricane. Good news is it says temporarily rather than permanently. So usually that's easier to get reinstated than someone who's permanently closed. Permanently usually indicates that they've gone out of business, and yours says temporarily. So I take that as good news.
So if we go decide to go move forward on this, what's our next step?
So next step, I need to gather some information from you. We need to get your billing set up. So today we'll collect $298. The breakout is $199 for your first month, and then the one-time only $99 setup, and then we'll set up your onboarding call, and then we get to work.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say I just need about 15 minutes of your time to gather all of your information, and that's about it. Very simple.
Okay. All right, go ahead. let's try it. It's month to month, though, correct?
Correct. Correct. Yep.
And there's no penalty. There's no penalties for closing out.
No, none.
But I'm not satisfied. Right.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay. I would. I'm sorry. I thought you were done talking. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, don't want any pre-closure penalties or anything like that. Let's say I'm not satisfied with it, and I say, well, I'm not going to do this any longer. All I got to do is just stop doing it, correct?
Yep, exactly. All you have to do is just let us know, and we cancel. Easy as that. No stoppage fees or buyout fees. Nothing, absolutely nothing. And your website, being that you own the domain name, normally if we were hosting your website for you, there would be a one-time $99 buyout on your website if you left. But because you own the domain name, you won't even have that.
Okay.
Go ahead and get your you'll
need a credit card to do the monthly payment on, correct?
I will, yes, yes. And I don't need digits right away, but I do need to know, as it reads on your card, I assume Marty is short for, is it Martin?
Yes.
Okay. And then does your middle initial appear on that card?
No, it does not.
And then, Marty, what's your last name, please?
Cooper, C-O-O-P-E-R.
And then I've got your email address already. And then I assume cell phone is 954-304-7233.
Yeah, that's the business number that goes, that it forwards to my cell, so that's fine.
Gotcha. Okay, perfect, perfect. And I'm going to send you a couple of emails, Marty. The first one is information on our dashboard and analytics. So you'll have an area where you can log into our site, or our system, I should say, and anytime in real time and see how many clicks and calls you're getting, where searches were performed from, all of that data. We want you to know how your marketing dollars are performing. So that's information on that. And then I'm also going to send you the exact pricing package, everything that we're doing for you. I want you to have that all in writing as well. I've got to adjust it with your discounts there, though. It's a stock message that comes up as retail. I have to make a couple of adjustments and overrides. All right. Okay, and then that second email is on the way. Don't need to do anything with them, just want you to have them. And then company name, excuse me, I've got All Coastal Hurricane Shutters, and then the AM symbol, Fence, Inc., is that correct?
Yeah, I don't do much fencing anymore. I wonder how we can adjust that. But it is All Coastal Hurricane. Just leave it alone, because it says shutters and fence. I'll deal with the calls as they come in. Right.
Okay.
Just leave it. And then, if I wanted to get back into fencing, then I could if I wanted to. So. Okay.
Yep, absolutely. And yes, and that brings up a good point too. If at any point you add services, I mean, who knows what you may add down the road, let us know when you do, because we'll work that into your keywords so you're found for whatever that new service is down the road. Or I would assume today when we list out your services, we'll omit fencing. But if you decide to add it later, just let us know and we'll get it in there.
Okay.
And then are you at 9101? I'm gonna slot it.
That's fine, Jack Aranda Lane. Yeah, number 2.
Jack Aranda.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, perfect. Now, does that correspond to the billing on the credit card that you're using today?
No, it doesn't.
Okay, no problem.
You want that? You want the billing address?
I will when I get over to the billing screen. If it matches, I can just pull it over from the screen I'm on. But that's all right. No worries. And then Plantation, Florida, 33324.
Yes.
Is that correct? Okay, perfect. And then is that a shop location or are you home-based?
That's a home base right there. We have a location, but we only use it for storage things. It's not for the public.
Okay. So I'm going to make a note here. So currently, your actual address, your full physical address, is listed on your Google Business profile. I'm making a note for our technician to get that removed. Google doesn't require you to show your exact address. They'll know it, of course, and we know it. But how it'll show on your Google Business profile is simply Plantation, Florida. And you'll still show as a map, as a pin in the map in that general neighborhood, but not so close that someone could drive to your house and find you. So we'll get your actual address taken off of there. For your full address, I should say. Okay.
Right.
And then, Marty, I'm going to send you a couple of text messages. The first one, I'm going to send my direct contact information to you so you can put me in your phone. I am the lead on your account, so anytime if you have questions, problems, frustrated with anything, need help with anything, let me know. If it's something I can resolve myself, I will. If not, I'll get you to the right people who can. And then the next text is our customer service line, and that's actually where you'll reach your technicians. And that one is on its way.
I hope it comes. Are you sending it to the 304 number?
Yes.
Well, that's a business line, so I'm not sure if it's going to forward to my...
It may not. If it was going to come through, it should be there by now. Did you not get them?
Yeah. Okay. Did not come through.
All right. Well, let me go over here. What is your cell phone number? I'll send them there.
954-614-27...
2744.
Yes.
Got it. All right. Let's send those again. Okay. There we go. Had to wait for it to update the screen. There we are. All right. First one's on its way. Let me know if you get that. My fingers are crossed.
Let's see if it comes through.
Did you get it?
Customer service, you can reach our,
excellent. Okay, wonderful. And then let's go ahead and list out your services. So, all right, I'm ready to type. You tell me which services you want to list, which ones you want to be found for.
Well, what's on my website?
Okay.
Hurricane shutters, impact windows and doors, fence.
Got it.
Because hurricane shutters is a large category, you know what I mean?
Right. Okay. Let's see. Doors, impact fence. Impact doors, impact windows, fences. I also see roll-ups.
Yeah, but you can put that all in there if you like. But it's not one I don't. I'm not sure that needs to be in there.
Okay. No, I also see accordions and panels on your website. Is that something
yes.
that, okay. How might someone, I'm, for example, unfamiliar with even what's special about an impact window. I'm sure it's hurricane resistant. But as a layperson.
Yeah, well, you can put down hurricane impact windows and doors.
Gotcha. Okay, perfect. And then how could I describe accordions? I don't want people calling you to buy an accordion. I mean, like the musical instrument.
Well, if it's I think if the category is hurricane shutters,
mm-hmm.
then it's going to encompass all of the above.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, perfect. Perfect. All right, we got that. And then let's go ahead and set up your onboarding call. So we blocked an hour for the call, but it typically only takes 25 to 30 minutes, and you don't need to be in front of a computer. Let's see. Today's kind of ugly.
Yeah, I'm not going to be able to do it today anyhow. So.
Okay, good, because it's, I think we only had one or two openings. So let's go ahead and look at Monday. And it looks like Monday is wide open. We've got, first one is at 10 a.m. And then going all the way through, let's see, the latest would be 6. So any hour in between 10 and 6.
Are you talking Eastern Standard Time?
Yes, sir.
Okay, because right now I'm in Arizona. So, yes, so put me down for 12. That will be 10 o'clock my time.
Perfect. And Arizona, are you vacationing or there on business?
Well, my kids live out here, so.
Oh, nice.
My grandkids are here. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. What part of Arizona?
Phoenix.
Okay. All right. I'm in Colorado. I work remotely. So not very far from Arizona. And my uncle has a place in, Sedona. I think it's Sedona. No, not Sedona. Shalom.
Yeah, there's Sedona, and I don't know where Shalom is, but Sedona is not far from here, about an hour and a half.
Okay. Now, Sedona, is that the Red Rock country that they always talk about?
Yeah, it's in the mountains a little bit. Yeah, it gets cold
okay.
and it snows up there.
And it's pretty over there, isn't it?
Yes.
Nice. All right, so I've got another email on the way to you, Marty. The subject line on this one is local / CIE, silly internal coding. And that's a calendar appointment. And when that one makes it to you, if you go ahead and open it up, and there'll be a yes, no, maybe option. Make sure I get times right here.
Monday, December 5th. Yeah, I got it.
Perfect.
9 to 10 a.m.
Yes. If you go ahead and hit the yes button, that would be great.
Hey, you mean accept?
Yes. And then I'm going to confirm it here in one more place. For our tag. And then I'll check to
see right, well,
your update came. Perfect. Got it. Thank you, Marty. All right.
Mm-hmm.
That's all looking good. And no Facebook.
I mean, we have a Facebook something, but we never really built it up. You know what I mean? So.
Sure. Okay. You wouldn't happen to know what its listing has. Is it probably all coastal hurricane shutters and vents?
I don't know, but one of my other guys did it, so I'll talk to him and get that. And then when they talk to me, I can tell them about it. Yeah.
And I'll do a quick search here too and see if I can find it. Not coastal, but not all coastal. No, it's not readily coming up. So yes, if you get a hold of that later, that would be great. Just let us know.
Yeah, I will.
Change my notes here. I'm also doing some double checking as we go through here. Just make sure that we've got everything right and no typos. Okay, and then we have your website address for those folks. All right, and then Marty, I'm going to send you another text message, another info link, and this is on the call tracking, how that all works, if you care to go have a look. Sending that one to you now. And let's see.
Yeah, I see it.
Perfect. Thank you. And then, Marty, for us to contact you, do you prefer phone, text, or email?
Either.
Probably email's better. I get so many texts, I don't know if anything else to tell you.
Right. And then hours of operation, how do you want those to show?
I would say 8 to 5, you know.
Monday through Friday.
Monday through Friday, yep.
Perfect. And then on your website, Marty, did you want us to add any payment integration? So, like, if you take PayPal, Zelle, Venmo, Cash App, we can install that on your site so that you can actually send people to your website to make payment. That's something you're interested in. There's no charge for it.
Yeah, I'm interested in it. I just have to set it up through the bank. I've never set it up, so yeah.
Okay. All right. I have
personal Cash App and in Zelle and that, but I don't have it for the business.
Okay, gotcha. All right. And then let's go ahead and set up security question and answer. So we use a security question challenge system. So as you become more visible, you may get calls from companies that want your business, some of them legitimate, some of them not. Sometimes they're very vague. Something that I want you to know, and please remember, we don't ever call you asking for more money. So if you get a call that says, I don't know, you need to pay them $200 for your website to do this, that, and the other, it's not us. And obviously you're free to accept or decline. It's a free country. Although I would probably stay away because a lot of those might be scams. And so a good example of one that's not a scam that may call you, Yelp is really good for calling. And they may say you need a subscription to Yelp in order to whatever, show up hither and yon. I don't know what their claim is. You can accept or decline either way, and it will not affect the work that we're doing or what I've told you is going to happen. So don't get sucked into something you don't want to be sucked into. It's just not going to affect what we're doing. We will be listing you out on places like Yelp and MapQuest, but it's not at any charge. It won't cost you anything. So because there are some fakes out there, if you get a call from anyone that has anything to do with your website or your Google business profile, and you're just not sure, ask them the challenge question. If they can't give you the answer, it's not us. And I would probably, I'd advise ending the call. If it is us, we're going to tell you what the answer is, and we're not going to be offended. we're the ones trying to keep you safe. So
okay.
We've got three options for challenge question. Mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which would you prefer?
First pet.
Right. And what is your first pet's name?
Chief.
Chief. I like that.
Yeah.
Dog or cat?
Dog.
Oh, nice. Nice. What kind? What breed?
Great Dane.
Oh, Great Danes are awesome dogs. I just love them. And they're such big lovers, too. Oh, gosh, yes. Everyone I've ever met is just great personality. They love to be loved, and they love their people.
Yes, there's no doubt about that. They're very lovable dogs, yes.
Yeah, and you know, it's unfortunate that their lifespan is so much shorter, I guess. Is it something with their heart? Or
no, it's just bigger dogs. Big dogs, that seems to be an issue with big dogs.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Larger breeds, yeah.
Oh, yeah. The little dogs do tend to live longer. For whatever reason. And it's always the yappy, mean ones that live longer.
Yeah. So they live 20
minutes. I know, exactly. Exactly. Your subscription set up here. Make sure we've got that right with your discounts in there. And get those locked down. All right, perfect. And I'm running back through one more time. I just want to die. I hate typos personally anyway. And I really don't like it when I miss them and somebody else finds them. So I'm skimming through here again. Okay. All right, Marty. So I'm ready for billing. So does your company name appear on the credit card also, or just your name?
My name and the company name, but either way, it's going to come under me. So.
Okay. And then the phone number that would be correspond to that credit card?
954-614-2744.
42744. 954-614-2744.
Yes.
Perfect. And the address, please.
Is 9000.
Okay.
Jacaranda Lane. Number 102.
And is that plantation also?
Yes.
33324.
Correct.
All right. Master Visa, Amex, or Discover?
Amex.
All right. And then I, just for security's sake, I won't repeat the digits back to you. But if you go at a slowish pace, I'll keep up.
Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
3779.
Okay.
866.
Got it.
047.
Okay.
31005.
Got it. And then the expiration, please.
0327.
All right. And then the three-digit security code, please.
It's 4, actually. 2310.
That's right. I always forget on Amex it is 4 digits. And then it doesn't like I put the pound sign for number for 102, and it rejected me on it, so I'll fix that.
You really don't even need the number sign. You don't even need the apartment. So.
Oh, okay, interesting. So I'll go ahead and process this. Oh, my system just went crazy. Try that again. What's it doing? It's giving me a strange error message. Not anything to do with the card. It looks like it just decided to choose right now to crash on me. Try refreshing it. And see if it'll behave for us. All right. Call in some help. I hear a big dog right there.
Yeah.
Is that a Dane too?
Yep.
All right. I'm going to send this over to one of my techs in finance and see what's going on. I love their bark. Even their bark is beautiful. Just that deep. They sound so tough. They are. They sound so tough, but you could win them over with a steak any day.
Yeah,
kind of like mine. All right. Let's see what's wrong with it here. All right, he's not answering. Let me ask somebody else. It's something with our system. It's nothing to do with your card. It's done this before, but usually I can refresh it and it'll fix itself. Okay, let's see.
Here's what Sid, here's what Keith said.
Stop. Get away. Get away.
Sid, no.
going to take this right to the head of finance and have her work on it. See what's going on. And it just seems like it's, yeah. All right, I'll tell you what. While we wait for them to fix that, we'll do the voice verification. That way, when we do get this fixed, we'll just have one email to handle, and then I can actually let you back to your day. Don't need to hold you up any longer. And I'll tell you what, Marty, do one more thing. Our phone system actually is just about to time us out. It'll, rude voice will come on and kick us off. It's a goofy glitch. So let's do this. We'll hang up. I'll dial you right back. We'll do the voice verification, which is required by Google. And then while we're doing that, I've got finance and my supervisor looking at what this problem is in our system. So we'll skin the cat that way. That works for you?
Fine.
All right. Yep. We'll hang up and I'll dial you right back. Thanks, Marty.
Bye.
You bet. Bye-bye.